This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football. Pumpkin spice. The holidays. Fall is the perfect time to make your house feel more like home. And right now, you can get up to 45% off custom window treatments at Blinds.com. Save now and enjoy for the rest of the year. A fall home refresh doesn't need to be a hassle, and ordering online shouldn't mean sacrificing style or service. Blinds.com has a premium selection of blinds, shades, shutters, drapes, and more. We even have motorized shades to make your life that much easier. Need help making a selection? Our design experts are always here for live consultations. Need help measuring or installing? We've got that covered too. With Blinds.com, there are never any hidden fees or misleading quotes, no showrooms or retail markups, and shipping is always free. See why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45% site-wide. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
You're listening to the Upper Hand Fantasy Podcast. Now, here's your host, Faraz Siddiqui and Zach Rizzuto.
All right, let's move on to the rankings here. We got we're not going to have graphics up for the quarterback rankings today, but I'm going to talk about it. Okay, so at number one here, I got Patrick Mahomes against the Rams, followed by Jalen Hurts at number two, Josh Allen at number three. Okay, Josh Allen would normally be number one, but you know, he's a little bit banged up. Didn't have the best game last week, you know, fantasy wise. So even against Detroit, I don't think I can rank him over Jalen Hurts at home against Green Bay and Patrick Mahomes at home against the Rams. Mahomes is just balling, right? Yeah. So there's no one. I'm not ranking anyone over him right now. Without Tyreek Hill, who would have knew? Who would have knew? The dude is still good.
Patrick Mahomes. Okay. Yeah.
Meanwhile, you had me in the offseason be like, hey, man, I don't think I can draft Patrick Mahomes where he's being drafted because, you know, he lost Tyreek Hill. Blah, 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 blah. Nope. Wrong.
That's wrong. What everybody Patrick was saying.
Mahomes. No, everyone, I don't think so. Not everybody was saying that. I got a lot of pushback on
arms.
That.
Everyone was up in arms, I feel like, about his ADP just, you know, as a quarterback being so high.
Yeah, that I still kind of agree with. It's more like, you know, it's not worth it at all because, like, he can't come through without Tyreek Hill. So it's like, why is he still being taken there? But at the end of the day, like, he is that type of talent that proved that where he was being taken at his ADP. And it could still be argued whether it was still worth it because quarterback differentiation. But you look at the other quarterbacks now, you know, past like Josh Allen and Hurts, you know, I think Joe Burrow is going to be entering that conversation soon because he just said that I got an alert here that he just got an alert that he's going to have Ja'Marr Chase this week. So Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins. Should I include Tyler Boyd? Because he's been disappointing over the past couple
weeks. He's just been quiet. He's always been a good wide receiver three. You know, you're not going to say he's not a good receiver.
I'm upset at Tyler Boyd.
Yeah. That's the thing with Patrick Mahomes. He's a perfect combination. He's just a perfect fantasy quarterback, perfect real-life quarterback. He's scoring touchdowns, you know, regardless of the matchup. His floor is so high. It's like 20 points, which is ridiculous. And that's why it's funny saying that, like, people were up in arms about drafting him so high, but would you be mad about drafting a player with a 20-point floor and a 40-point ceiling, you know? And
yeah,
what
no, would 100%.
You go in the third round?
You know what's crazy? Like, from weeks 5 through 9, he scored, and that's 5 weeks, he scored 4 rushing touchdowns during that time. And, like, it's a lot of them are sneaks, but, hey, man, I'll take it, you know? And, you know, in the 2 games that he had Jamar Chase for, he threw for 303 and 481-3. And then Jamar Chase got hurt in that game. But since then, he's still been solid. You know, he didn't have that ceiling, but now with Jamar Chase back, Joe Burrow has a good chance to be top 5 rest of the season. And it's possible that he ends up being a better fantasy quarterback than Lamar Jackson. I mean, I have him ranked above Lamar Jackson this week, but you know, you had guys like Justin Herbert, you had guys like Justin Fields, who's now banged up, you know. So Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, Josh Allen, and Joe Burrow might end up being top 5, top 4. I have 2 at 5 here, but it's looking like if Jamar Chase is truly healthy and he's good to go the rest of the way, these guys stay pretty healthy, I think Joe Burrow is going to have an extremely good end of season.
Yeah, and we kind of saw that, you know, last season where he came on at the end of the season, he was having these massive games. Joe Burrow is just going to be he's a very good floor. He's a very good quarterback. I've seen a couple of people in the fantasy community saying he's overrated. Not just as fantasy, but just in general. But it's like, how do you even say that? I mean, people are saying, oh, the Bengals, you know, they have a couple of losses on their resume. You know, they're not looking like they're as good as they were last season, but they have the same record this year as they did this time last year. So it's like, Joe Burrow's going to do his thing. He's going to be perfectly fine. I feel like you said, you have to rank him over Lamar now at this point, because Lamar Jackson's just, he hasn't been running, which is disappointing, but he also doesn't have many weapons.
I know, that's the problem, you know. And I have 2 over Lamar this week. I have them at 5 and 6, and it's simply because he has Tyreek Hill and he has Jalen Waddle. You know, not the most amazing matchup in terms of points allowed, you know, to quarterbacks by Houston. But at the end of the day, he's at home and he has these awesome weapons. So I'm going to start him over Lamar. And Tua's been putting up numbers, so you know, I'm not going to discount that, and he's been doing well. And even in games like, you know, a couple games ago where Tyreek and Jalen didn't do their thing, like didn't have big games, he still threw for 3 touchdowns, right? Yeah. So, you know, he can still be efficient. He's going to have a really good running game supporting him as well. So I like Tua there. Lamar, he's playing in Jacksonville, but there's just, listen, look what happened last week against Carolina, man, at home. Mm-hmm. That was super disappointing. Carolina's a shitty team, okay? Yeah. So let's not, like, you know, I thought the Ravens were going to handle business, but you know, it took the whole game, you know, for them to win that game, you know.
And we talk about, you know, Lamar Jackson's rushing ability being what makes him, you know, the high upside quarterback. But that rushing ability doesn't make him a high upside quarterback alone if the passing isn't there. He didn't throw any touchdowns. He threw a pick. I think he only had like 100-some yards through the air. And he had Mark Andrews. So it's like that worries me a little bit. And I'm not saying
he had 200 yards passing this past week. But I think what it really comes down to is the rushing, right? Like, you know, he has to have those high rushing games. If he's not going to have the passing yards, he needs to like rush for like at least 60, 70 yards.
Yeah. And we talked about that. I just feel like he's not taking off. They're not running as many design runs. Maybe, I don't know. The yardage has been down. It just doesn't seem like when he drops back that he's getting as many rushing attempts as we'd like him to get, or as we've seen him get recently. Well, I guess he ran the ball 11 times. He hasn't been as explosive as we've seen him. He had those 200-yard games in weeks 2 and 3. Since then, I mean, what? Has he eclipsed 70 yards twice?
Yeah.
3 times, maybe. Yeah, 3 times. Because the week before against New Orleans, he had 82 yards. But it seems like those first 2 weeks, the passing and the rushing were working together. And since then, it's either been, you know, the passing doing well and the rushing lagging behind, or the rushing doing well and the passing lagging behind. So
I'll say this about Lamar, though. If you have him, you know, he could turn it on at any moment.
Yeah.
Okay. Like,
that's the thing.
He has Cleveland, Atlanta, and Pittsburgh. So he has, after Jacksonville and Denver, weeks 14 through 17, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Atlanta, and Pittsburgh. So he could do his thing in those games. And he has massive upside regardless. So not looking to bench him for any streamers or anything like that, even though he hasn't been putting up the numbers. And honestly, if you streamed, you know what's crazy? Since week 4, if you streamed quarterbacks and you've done it relatively well, you would have fared better on a per game basis than just starting Lamar every week.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to say.
Consider Jacoby Brissett blew Lamar's production out of the water last week against a good Bills defense. So it's like, you never know.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's tough. But he could turn it on at any point, and he still has that 30-point ceiling. You know? Yeah. And hopefully that happens sometime soon. Maybe with his new wide receiver one, DeMarcus Robinson.
Newfound wide receiver one.
All right, so I got Dak at seven. Should I put Dak over Lamar?
I don't know. I don't think I would. The way the Cowboys lean on the run game, and, you know, he was super efficient last week, and he's been good. But like you said, Lamar Jackson could turn on any time. So I would leave Lamar just still this week. It's hard to not have him ranked higher. If I had to pick between Lamar and Dak, I'd put Lamar in. And I'm a Cowboys fan. So
Clyde Edwards-Helaire just got placed on IR. So he's going to be out for at least four games. We knew he was going to be out for a while anyway because he had a high ankle sprain.
Yep.
But now it's Isaiah Pacheco's show on early downs in that backfield. But we kind of knew that already.
Yeah.
but he's just like, Andy Reid can't change his mind now. I'm curious to see if Andy Reid ends up if they end up signing Melvin Gordon.
Darrell Henderson. Yeah.
Right? Could happen.
Yeah. I mean,
these guys do get signed. It's possible that they just move up to the RB1 in that backfield. It's very,
yeah,
very possible.
It's possible. Yeah. But also, it looks like I just got an alert. Davis Mills is getting benched. So
I got to pick up Kyle Allen real quick. Let me go pick him up. Let me go to the league. Whoa.
What if I need him? No, I'm kidding.
Kyle, you can do it if you want to. Shit, yeah, man. Kyle Allen. Who am I dropping, though?
I don't know.
Who
but
dropping, man.
You know, all right, you know what this means? It says less about the quarterback change than it does about maybe Damian Pierce. Finally, you know,
hey,
if this offense looks any better, Damian Pierce maybe could finally, you know, have a little relevance again, because past 2 weeks he hasn't been.
What am I doing? Kyle Allen stinks. Kyle, I'm leaving him on the waiver wire. You can
deep in the
him,
trenches. Sorry. Deep in the trenches well, here.
I already missed out on Joe Flacco. We don't even know who's starting, by the way. Zach Wilson's going to get benched.
I think
this week.
Said Mike White. I think I saw somewhere that Mike White.
Oh, did they say it?
I just saw a report somewhere. I don't know exactly what the source was, but
let's see.
It looked official. I mean, it's on worth, Instagram.
It's worth noting. Yeah. Jets named Mike White to start Sunday versus Chicago, according to Adam Schefter. There you go. Right. There it is, Mike White. You know what that means, right? It means that the Jets running backs might get peppered in the pass game.
I'd rather Joe Flacco for that scenario, but it could be.
Do you remember that game with Mike, when Mike, one of these games that Mike White started? It was Ty Johnson and Michael Carter. I think they combined for like 30 targets.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, dude. Last year.
Mike White. Check this game.
Absolutely insane.
Is that the game that he blew up in? Where he just went like,
yeah,
who'd they beat? The Bengals.
It was one of the games that he blew up in. Yeah.
They beat the Bengals. He threw for 400 yards and 3 touchdowns. That's what it was. Yeah. So Michael Carter. Carter. What did he have? We're really going off the cuff today. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
We really are. We're not playing.
Holy crap. Yeah. So Cincinnati in that game, Michael Carter had 14 targets. You had 9 catches for 95 yards.
What about Ty Johnson? I'm pretty sure he had.
Ty Johnson, he got.
He had 6 targets.
Yeah, 6 targets, 5 catches, 71 yards. He did catch a touchdown, though, too. So, okay.
There you go.
Maybe you're okay with Mike White. You know, if you have Jets running backs, maybe you're okay with Mike White as much as
I can easily see Mike White shit in the bed, too, and then they just bring in Joe Flacco next week. It's a good matchup, though. It's a good matchup against the Bears.
Do you think Zach Wilson has any chance of getting his job back this season or no? You think they're done with him?
I think they're done. I think the only way that he comes back is if somehow the Jets are – get lost, like they don't make the playoffs, like they're like, all right, you're mathematically eliminated, all right, let's put Zach Wilson back in and see if he learned anything. Lesson.
let's see how
terrible these quarterbacks are now. Can't wait.
It's such a weird position to be in because they're a very good team outside the quarterback position.
Exactly. They can't get that quarterback situation right, unfortunately. Yeah. Where the hell were we, dude? Like, what the hell were
we
talking
about? We were at number 8, Justin Herbert.
Justin Herbert. Going up against Arizona. Solid matchup. We don't know if he's going to have Mike Williams or not. You know, he has Keenan Allen, which is awesome, which is why I have him at QB8. If he didn't, then I wouldn't have him there. But this is a pretty solid matchup, so I'm happy starting him this week. Justin Fields, and I was, you know, people were like, oh, what about Josh Palmer? He has Josh Palmer. It's like, listen, they were going up against the Chiefs last week. Okay. A lot of wide receivers do well against the Chiefs. Let's not overdo it. Okay.
Yeah.
He'll be fine. But Mike Williams, you know, I prefer him to play if I want Justin Herbert to have a great game.
Right.
I have Justin Fields at number 9.
I feel like that's fair.
Against the Jets. You do. Okay, good. Because you're the Justin Fields guy here. And
yeah, I am.
You know, I feel like at the end of the day, you know, against the Jets, tough matchup, number one. Number two, you know, he has a bum shoulder. And if he does end up playing, they might limit him a little bit.
You have to. That's the whole thing. We've seen Justin Fields play well, but it's come almost exclusively from the run game. You know, him taking off and running with the football instead of throwing it. He's been all right. He's been efficient with throwing. But we saw earlier in the season when they weren't using him in the run game too much that the offense struggled a little bit and that Justin Fields wasn't putting up huge numbers. He shouldn't rely on his throwing, on throwing, you know, for most of the season in any instance. So with him having a bum shoulder against a good defense, like you said, in the Jets, I'm definitely tempering expectations. This is a chance he doesn't play. I don't think that's going to be the case. I think this is something they could play through. They'll give him a sling and they'll have him play anyway. But, you know, maybe they take the air on the side of caution and they hold him out. But if he plays, he's a QB1, but the upside, that 40-point upside that we saw, you know, it's kind of out the window. I think we're looking more at a 24, 25-point upside. And I think he'd be a mid to low QB1 for me.
I'm going to go ahead and race through the rest of these quarterback rankings, and then we're going to start the running back rankings. By the way, guys, since Thanksgiving is tomorrow, I'm going to have all of my rankings done today. So you can go over to the Patreon page and you can see all the rankings, all the positional rankings plus flex. So if you're trying to decide between a running back and a wide receiver for your flex, you'll have those rankings up there as well. Okay. The blurbs might not be up though until Friday, but that's fine. Cause if you have decisions to make, you know, we'll be taking all that stuff into account, into the rankings. And obviously things will change depending on injuries going into Sunday, but at least you kind of have an idea of, you know, who to start, who not to start for tomorrow's games. So that will be up there. patreon.com/upperhandfantasy. You'll have the link in the bio.
Yeah. And if there's no blurb, you know, for your Thanksgiving Day players, just tune back into this podcast, you know, go back 15, 20 minutes. We're talking about the games. So you could just hear what we had to say about them there.
Exactly. Okay. So the quarterback ranking. So we had Justin Fields at number 9. I got Geno Smith at 10 against Vegas at home. I do like him there. It's a good matchup.
Yeah.
Jimmy G at home against New Orleans. I like him too. Look what he did. 4 touchdowns thrown. He has the weapons, man. He has so many weapons. Like he's a quarterback one at this point. He's a low end quarterback one every single week. You know, I would be happy starting him. If you picked him up after, you know, Trey Lance went down. Like, you got a decent quarterback here.
The thing is, Jimmy G was never bad. It's just they wanted to see what they had in Trey Lance, and
he was just never like a fantasy.
Yeah, starter, he's not a fantasy, you know? Goat. Yeah, no, he's not the fantasy guy. But you know, when you give him all those weapons, it's hard not to be. As long as you're a decent quarterback, you know, this is the type of production you can see.
100%. Okay. Daniel Jones, I have him at number 12 here against Dallas. We talked about him. Kirk Cousins, we talked about him. I have him at 13, followed by Tom Brady at Cleveland at 14, Marcus Mariota at 15, followed by Jacoby Brissett. This might be a little bit high for him, but I kind of like him in this matchup against Tampa Bay at home. Matt Ryan against Pittsburgh, I moved him up a little bit because I think that matchup is fine at home, and he has the weapons.
Yep.
Taylor Heinicke, I like him against Atlanta. Who would you rather start? Taylor Heinicke, I have him at 18 right now. Would you rather start him, Matt Ryan, or Jacoby Brissett? What order would you put that in?
I think I'd go with Jacoby Brissett. And it might be recency bias.
How about between Matt Ryan and Heinicke?
I think I'd start Matt Ryan.
Okay, boom. So you have him just like how I do. And then Derek Carr at 19 against Seattle. Aaron Rodgers at 20 at Philly. That's a tough matchup for Aaron Rodgers. That's why I have him all the way down here.
That makes sense. The thing that's swinging me for Jacoby Brissett is that if he's at home, that means he's going to have Amari Cooper, where he wouldn't if it was on the road.
Guys are used to seeing as streamers is Trevor Lawrence, but I have him at 22 against Baltimore. Right, that's a tough matchup for him. I moved Mac Jones up a lot, up to 21 against Minnesota. Jared Goff, I have him at 24 against Buffalo. You think that's a little brutal for Jared Goff against Buffalo, or no?
I don't think that's brutal. I think it makes sense. You know, Jared Goff, I could see him having a bad week. You know, Lions.
It doesn't take much.
No, it doesn't take much to, you know, shake him a little bit. You know, sometimes you see him look shaken. If they can get a run game going against the Bills, then I think he'll be fine. But other than that, you know, it's going to be tough. Tough sled.
Yeah, for sure.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company. We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.